Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, March 19th. Here are a couple of notes from Scott Franz at Capitol Coverage. Governor Jared Polis has signed a bill to allow remote voting at county assemblies. Polis and state lawmakers were worried about the spread of coronavirus at the large political gatherings, which are held to pick candidates for state and higher offices. The governor's action will also allow Democrats to continue with the primary for U.S. Senate on June 30th. On Wednesday, the Colorado Secretary of State's office stopped offering in-person services to help curb the spread of COVID-19. Customers can still use online services and call the office for help. State economists are dramatically cutting their revenue forecast because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Budget analysts told state lawmakers this week the economic outlook is extremely uncertain. They dropped their revenue forecasts for next year's budget by about $800 million, largely because of the coronavirus. Kate Watkins is the state's chief economist.
This is an unprecedented situation. It will have impacts on the economy that we can't really anticipate yet. That said, the way that we're treating it in this forecast and our expectations are that it is a temporary impact, and it's something that we can bounce back from, not more of a systemic, structural thing that's impacting the economy writ large.
Watkins said Colorado should see the greatest economic impact from the virus over the next 4 months. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And also on Wednesday, Governor Polis said students are increasingly unlikely to return to classrooms this school year as the coronavirus continues to spread. The governor is also preparing to issue more executive orders to fight the virus.
Polis says he will likely issue stricter social distancing guidelines and isn't ruling out the possibility of ordering some residents to shelter in place.
If we're going to get through this, we need to figure out how to accurately and correctly do social distancing while allowing as much normalcy as possible.
Polis also announced the launch of a new statewide relief fund, which has collected more than $2.8 million. The money will be used for medical supplies and to help workers who have lost their jobs. Residents can also sign up to volunteer during the crisis at helpcoloradonow.org. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Cases of the novel coronavirus are popping up in several ski areas across Colorado. But one Western Slope County has not reported any cases, despite being home to the Telluride Ski Resort. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KOTO's Matt Hoisch has more on state efforts to get a better sense of the situation there.
The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, with the help of the National Guard, is testing 100 people for the novel coronavirus in San Miguel County. That's according to Dr. Sharon Grundy, Medical Director of Primary Care at the Telluride Regional Medical Center. As of Tuesday afternoon, no confirmed cases of COVID-19, or coronavirus, have been found in the county. Grundy says the purpose of the surveillance testing is to test a sampling of people from across the community who have had significant symptoms but who weren't sick enough to warrant hospitalization.
They were people that we would have loved to have tested, but we didn't have kind of that capability to test large amounts of people.
Grundy says the medical staff worked to test a representative sample of San Miguel County's population. According to Grundy, the state will contact patients individually with their results by Friday or Saturday. I'm Matt Hoisch in Telluride.
And this is from the Colorado News Connection. The COVID-19 crisis has closed classrooms across Colorado, and schools and nonprofit groups are coordinating efforts to make sure students who rely on school meals continue to get the nutrition they need. Eric Galatis has the story.
School closures are affecting more than 700,000 students across Colorado, and schools, nonprofits, and community groups are working together and getting creative to ensure that they can continue to get nutritious meals during the COVID-19 crisis. Paul Abab with Hunger Free Colorado says drive-by and delivery services are up and running to get food to families and maintain social distancing.
pantries are doing like more boxed models, it's easier for them to just come and pick it up. Some schools are deploying their buses and they're going to all of the bus stops to deliver food.
To find an open food pantry near you and for up-to-date information on schools providing free meals to all kids age 18 and under, regardless of where they attend school, look online at hungerfreecolorado.org or call the group's toll-free food resource hotline at 855-855-4626. Babs Group has also been working at the federal level to pass legislation that would, among other things, temporarily waive requirements that can be barriers to getting food assistance to all Americans in need. Babs says even during non-crisis times, 1 in 11 Coloradans frequently doesn't know where their next meal is coming from.
People sometimes have to make a choice. Do they pay for food or do they pay for the electricity, their heat? Right now, with what we're seeing with the COVID-19, people aren't working, so they're having to pay their rent still, even though they might not be getting paid.
Last week, the U.S. House passed the Families First Coronavirus Response Act. It would increase emergency funding for SNAP, formerly known as food stamps, as well as the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for women, infants, and children, and nutrition programs for older Americans. The Senate is expected to vote on it as early as this week. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And finally today, this is a note from Delta County. Effective Thursday, March 19th, Delta County Courthouse campus has limited availability to the public to reduce the potential spread of COVID-19. The following offices will be closed to the public: treasurer, assessor, county attorney, alternative sentencing, clerk and recorder, GIS, all offices at the North Fork Annex, and Colorado State University Extension. Delta County Human Services and Sheriff's Office will be open, but with limited public access. Road and Bridge, Landfill, Planning, Engineering, Administration, Board of County Commissioners, Accounting, Human Resources, Information Technology, and Health Department are remaining open during this time. All departments have posted alternative methods of how Delta County residents can access services and transact business. Department specifics are listed on the Delta County website at deltacounty.com. Information calls specific to COVID-19 will be answered by the call center at 970-874-2172. COVID-19 information and guidance is changing on an hourly basis, and thanks to everyone for their diligence to personal responsibility, attention to social distancing, and patience. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, March 19th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.